Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present our spectacular show of podcast magic and imagination full of Disney wonder, news, and pop culture. It's the Main Street Electrical Podcast with Jen Novotny and David Dollar.
For the 200th time, hi, Jen.
Hi, Dave.
Well, technically, it's not 200. You and I have missed an episode here or there, so I guess it's like for the 196th three. I don't know, whatever.
Something,
but it's episode
like
200.
That.
Welcome to the Main Street Electrical Podcast. We did it. We made it to 200.
That's amazing.
I know,
and,
right?
And scary.
I'm pretty excited. Well, it's also exciting for me that your previous podcast, or your current and previous podcast, Divish This Is, when we started our podcast here, you were like an episode 90 or 100 or whatever.
No, we're like 100 and something.
And now you're like 200,
maybe 200. We're at 200.
They were 200. It's exciting.
We release that every, you know, month and a half at
that's
this
okay.
point.
A month and a half, 6 months. It's okay.
That's fine. All right.
So also joining us on this very special episode, like, you know, Silver Spoons or Punky Brewster. It's a very special episode. Fan favorite, friend of the show, Derek Frank. Hey, Derek.
How's it going?
Welcome to the show. And of course, we love our Moana mom, a.k.a. Heather, quasi-producer Heather, who has been a part of the show basically since it began, just always behind the scenes, putting stuff on YouTube and reaching out. Hey, you should do this on the show. You should always throw your insight in there, which is really great. So, hi, Heather. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And we
happy 200.
Happy 200. We will start with you, Heather. How did you Disney this week?
Am I not allowed to say that I went to Epcot to get my salad? Am I? Can I just use
you can
that?
Say it. You can use that.
You can,
because you go every week to get your salad.
Every week. I had a rough Monday, so I went down and I got my salad at Connections. It is perfect, and I even have Jessica hooked on it now. She didn't believe me, and then she sent me this giant apology about how she was wrong. It is the greatest thing she's ever eaten.
That's awesome. It's mm-hmm. It's funny to me that you can just drop into, like, I can go to Chick-fil-A whenever I want, and it takes me 20 minutes to get over there and get lunch and come back. And maybe it takes you a little longer than 20 to get in there, but just hop in, grab lunch, and leave. And it's just, it's mm-hmm. crazy to me that you can do that. I'm like, I want to move to Florida. And Stephanie's like,
do you do local order, or do you just go stand in line?
I just go stand in line because nobody's, like, there in the middle of the week. It's great.
Derek, how did you Disney this week?
I booked my next Disney / Star Wars tattoo.
Oh, nice.
You thought I was going to say trip. So
I did.
My most recent one is Donald Duck.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. My next one is going to be, drum roll, Darth Vader Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I'm doing a whole scene. Like, Disney did a toy line with the main mm-hmm. Disney characters as Star Wars characters. The question is, maybe you guys can help me. Goofy appeared as both Cad Bane, who I love, and Jar Jar Binks. Who do I get?
Well,
remember, like, I'm all dark side, but I think
right.
Jar Jar is the Sith Lord.
The answer it really is, could you see anybody else being Jar Jar? Because I feel like you're going to have Jar Jar representation on your tats somewhere. So if not Goofy, then who? That's the question. So if you can think ahead going, you know what, if I don't do Goofy, I might do this character later. That works. Same thing with Cad Bane. Think ahead of, if I don't do Goofy as Cad Bane, what would I do Goofy as? And kind of compare the two of which would work better. And whichever one that Goofy's your only answer, that's the
one. I don't
know.
I feel like
with.
The answer is Jar Jar.
That's the one you go with.
Unless Pluto is Jar Jar.
I can see an argument for that.
I have a friend of mine that somehow procured a Funko Pop that's General Grievous and Jar Jar combined together. It's bizarre, but it's really cool. It's like a Funko mashup. It's very strange. So, Jen, how did you Disney?
Questions
this week?
About that. I Disney by where I am currently wearing my Mary Poppins. Is it over here? Mm-hmm. Yep. See, there's the penguin. It says
nice.
London.
Oh.
And on the back, it's got practically perfect in every way. It's Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, the
party.
Winner of the Magical Movie Madness 2024 tournament
as
this year.
As is appropriate.
Yes.
As is
a
appropriate.
A decisive victory, by the way. It wasn't a close victory. She won by a couple of dozen votes. It was
because it's one of the best movies of all time.
Yes.
It is.
That's all.
Yes. And that's I am all. Disneying by wearing my brand new Ratatouille shirt. It's got the recipe for Ratatouille on the back. So if you're standing behind me in line and have your pen and paper with you, you can actually can jot down the recipe to make your own Ratatouille.
I mean, or you can take a picture of your back.
Well, that too. I mean, that might be weird for some people, but for me, I'd be like, ah, sure, whatever.
I've got a lot of those at home.
Yeah, I got this at Epcot last time I was there. It's the first time I've actually worn this shirt, so I wore it for the show, but I'm very proud of my Ratatouille shirt, which Ratatouille is something we will talk about in just a moment, because for episode 200, we are going to find the best attraction at Disney World. Now, it'd be easy for all of us to start tossing things out. Like, I might say Guardians, and Heather might say Guardians or Tron, and Derek might be like, no, Jungle Cruise, and Jen would say it's tough to be a bug. So we're going to talk about all of those.
Absolutely not.
off the cuff here. But Derek sent us a bracket a couple weeks ago. He was like, here are 64 attractions in a bracket. Here you go. I made this
it
for you guys.
It is literally gorgeous. Whatever.
And it's fantastic. It's got like little icons on it and everything. And I was in the middle of my movie tournament on my platforms, and I was traveling, and Kyla was also traveling as well. And busy.
I was traveling.
Jen was traveling. So, and we kind of worked together on the Upon a Star, and I'm like, well, should we do this in the Upon a Star page? And I don't really know. And it just time went by. We didn't do anything with it. And I thought, you know, this would be perfect for episode 200. To bring together some of our favorite people. Of course, Kyla's not here, but brings together some of our favorite people and talk about the best attraction at Disney World. Yeah. So we're going to kind of go through this one by one all the way through until we get to the best. Now, we're going to shoot through the first round fairly quickly because it's a large tournament. We've got 64 attractions here, attractions, shows, and things like that. So I want to kick off because I feel like Magic Kingdom is going to be the hardest. I'm going to kick off with Animal Kingdom. We'll just go around the room. Some of these will be fairly easy. You've got the first matchup here, Flights of Passage versus Up, the Great British Adventure. Is there anybody that's going to say Up over Flights of Passage? Okay, that's what I thought. I mean, I like Up,
no.
But yeah.
I mean, Up is great. It's fine.
And I think they changed it back to just regular bird.
Flights of Wonder is better.
I think it's back to Flights of Wonder. Yeah.
Everything does not have to have character in it. Finding Nemo and the Triceratops Spin.
I mean, is anybody voting Triceratops?
I don't know. No, I just, we have to throw it out there. We have to mention it. Somebody at home might be like, no, I love the Tri-Spin, but yeah, Finding Nemo, moving on. Kilimanjaro Safari in the Boneyard. I would say Kilimanjaro Safari on this.
I think we're all going to go Safari on that one.
Safari. I should have really printed this out, typing them up as we go. Safari. Our next matchup here, we've got the Festival of the Lion King Animation Experience. I mean, I like the animation experience. I think it's cool, but Lion King is.
I mean, I think Festival of the Lion King's got to win that one.
Of course, hands down.
Now, here comes an interesting one. Two attractions that I don't do a whole lot with, the Kali River Rapids and the Maharaja Jungle Trek.
You see, I'm going Maharaja Jungle Trek on this one.
Same.
Yeah, I would go that too, because I'm just not a fan of Kali River Rapids. However, Heather, you've been kind of quiet on any of this.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on any of these?
I like Kali River Rapids, but I mean, the thought of being wet, soaking wet all day in Animal Kingdom and walking all those trails. No. So we'll just say no.
Wet socks and shoes.
It brings to mind the word chafe. And the word chafe is not good in any context at Disney World. Context. Chafe does not work. And I don't like to chafe anywhere.
Have Gold Bond sponsor this podcast.
I could do that. Right? Gold Bond medicated powder. We'll have the sprinkle and stuff.
Body Glide.
That's for the Patreon. That's After Dark. All right. So the Navi River Journey and the Gorilla Falls Trail. I mean, I might go Navi River Journey. It's a silly little attraction, but I kind of like it. It's not one I do all the time, but
maybe as on Let's Be Frank, we had the discussion, not if you're waiting more than 20 minutes.
True. Right. Very true.
Fine for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going Navi. I love the gorillas, but that documentary they did on Disney Plus where the one got put down so much. So
don't.
No, I can't.
Way to bring the show down, Derek.
In the beginning.
You really love those gorillas, okay?
I mean.
So the boys here both said Navi. Jen, Heather, are you going Navi as well? Are you going to go with Gorilla Falls?
I'm going Navi.
I'm going Navi. Okay. Yeah, I'm going Navi.
Navi River Journey. There we go.
Yeah, I'm going Navi.
All right, so Dinosaur and It's Tough to Be a Bug.
I mean, clearly the answer is Dinosaur, although...
It's Dinosaur, but I love seeing kids cry.
Yes! Yes! That's the one reason that I don't want them to change it, because I love how kids are terrified.
I was in that attraction a week ago, And you can always tell the first timers, because especially like the tweens and the young girls, whatever, they're all screaming and stuff. But the kids, there were kids that were crying in there. I saw a mom have to take a kid out and everything. And I'm like, this is probably why Disney's changing it. Meanwhile, my kid's on his iPod just listening to music, just like, whatever, I don't care. Just, it's really funny. You just, but you know when to lean up and you know when to hold your breath and just, you know.
Oh, subtract,
it's awful. You have to be prepared for it. Expedition Everest and the Conservation Station again.
Conservation Station,
it's great, but Everest. I mean,
Everest.
Yeah. I mean, do something different with Conservation Station.
Yeah, I think so.
Make it Zootopia. Yeah,
it's time.
So let's do this.
Zootopia would be good.
Let's hang out Animal Kingdom for just a little while longer. Let's get down to the two attractions in Animal Kingdom before we go to the next park. And then we'll kind of get down to our final eight. So we'll hop back up here. Okay. Flights of Passage and the Finding Nemo Beyond the Big Blue. If this were the original Finding Nemo show, I would have a much stronger argument on Finding Nemo. But because it's not,
no, you
Flights of Passage. Flights of Passage.
No, the answer is Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage.
I love Nemo, but Flights of Passage. Hey. I mean, on my bracket,
I mean, it's such a, there is just nothing like that one. The first time on that ride, you're just mind blown.
Blown away.
Kilimanjaro Safari versus the Festival of the Lion King.
Oh, Safari.
Safari? I would go Safari as well. Heather, I can't tell your reaction.
Heather.
Your reaction to that. I'm not really sure which one which way you were leaning.
I love the Safari, but you know, Calista's adoption song is the Lion King theme. So I'm going to have to say Lion King just because every time I go into that park, I sometimes will skip the Safari, but I do not skip that show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So Derek, and the girl at the end, she takes you to church. Oh,
you want to make a tie or prevent the tie?
How is this a tie?
Well, because you and I have done a Lion Safari, and she's done Lion King. So if Derek goes Lion King, we have a tie. Oh. We have 2-2.
Well, my brother did get picked once for the Lion King because he was wearing his Iraqi freedom hat from when he was deployed. But I'm sorry, the Safari has to win.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Safari it is. Safari it is. Maharaja Jungle Trek. It's like basketball. It's one of those like low-seeded teams that got an upset victory over a higher-seeded team against the Navi River Journey. Not a great team, but you know, I'm going to go Navi in this. So, which I will lose in the next round because whichever one it faces off against, which is Dinosaur versus Everest. Dinosaur versus Everest.
I mean, that's got to be
Everest.
Yeah, I'm an Everest fan all year. Heather,
she's quiet.
We all know I don't ride Everest unless my kids beg me to do it. The backwards thing throws me for a loop, but it's a great attraction. I mean, my kids, I'll say Everest, but.
All right, so let's get down to our Animal Kingdom finals. Flights of Passage versus the Kilimanjaro Safari. Which one is a better attraction? Heather, why don't you open up this little discussion first? Because you've been the quiet one through a lot of these. So I want to hear your thoughts before any of us say anything to influence
She's
your
not going to be quiet at Magic Kingdom. So, don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I won't be quiet at Magic Kingdom.
She won't be quiet now. I'm just giving her a chance.
It's the best park. I'm going to say a Flight of Passage just because the Imagineering that went into that attraction, like through the whole walkthrough, the ride, everything. Every time someone's getting off that ride, they're always just like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Plus, being that giant IMAX screen, they have the option to like update it like in the future.
Yes.
Which so I think can they always will. Change.
But they have the option.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do have the option.
They're running out of glasses for it.
Right.
That's the problem they're having right now.
Really?
Wait, literally?
Yeah. They ordered so many of those glasses and that company won't make them anymore.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's
that
why
is people, interesting.
People are reporting that they're having issues seeing. It's not because of the screen. It's because of what glasses you get. If they've been cleaned too many times and put back in rotation, they're scratched up and it's harder to see.
And we know those glasses only used once before they're sent off to clean. And so, that's interesting.
Wow.
I mean, maybe they should swap them around. Put some Toy Story glasses in there and we'll see what it looks like through the lens of Toy Story Mania. Why not? Why not?
Tough to be a bug.
So what are they gonna the bug glasses and Everest? Just paint them blue and it's perfect.
No.
Derek, we've got one vote for Flights of Passage. Your thoughts on
hands down, Flights of Passage. All day, every day. It's my top ride.
Jen?
I mean, it's gotta be Flight of Passage. I love that, and I understand the Safari was first and it's kind of like a staple, but We got to go with flight of
Not to be a
passage.
contrarian, and not that it matters, because in 3 weeks, nobody will remember that this was a 4-0 or 3-1, but I would say Safari, just to put Safari on the board, because what Heather said, the Imagineering on this one, on Safari, is also pretty amazing.
It is.
What they've
that
done in terms of, like, the barriers to keep the animals from wandering around that you can't see are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, everything from the stories they're telling, even with the whole Simba One poaching thing, to the story they have now, the fake baobab tree and the fake anthills. I mean, just the engineering in this thing is also not nearly as apparent, but very, very cool. But Flights of Passage, I mean, I will definitely give it that. So Flights of Passage into the Animal Kingdom Finals, which brings us to Navi River Journey and Everest. I think Navi has run its course. It slipped in somehow, but
yeah.
I mean, the answer is Everest.
Right. So we'll get back to Flights of Passage versus Everest in just a few minutes. Let's jump now down to Hollywood Studios. Ooh, now, Jen, you're going to have trouble with this one, just right off the top here. Rise of the Resistance versus the Disney Junior Dance Party. And I want you, you blurt out Disney Junior, I want you to think about it.
Such a problem.
I want you to think
okay,
about it.
Okay, Rise.
First. Okay, I'm just saying. No, Fancy Nancy required. Can only get you so long, okay? Come on.
But, I don't know what that means.
I know. I'm like, I have no use for that attraction, literally, ever.
The only use I have for it is that it's taking little kids away from me.
My kids have recorded in it.
All
we
right,
never went to see that.
That's fair. Let's be frank. This is the reason it has to exist. That and the Lightning McQueen thing.
I think Kylie went to it once. Calista's never been to it. No.
I went to it once or twice just to see it, but I felt really creepy standing in the back by myself. Like, I shouldn't be here. I should.
Let me tell you where we would watch it. Imagine if they put it and it was Muppet Babies and Fraggle Rock in there.
Oh, now that's different story. That
I'm here
I go
for
see.
It.
That's
I'm here.
Yeah, 100%.
Muppet Babies and Fraggle. That'd be awesome.
I know.
That'd be fantastic. I would be all about that. Speaking of Muppets. Muppet Vision 3D and Star Tours.
Star Tours.
Star Tours. Interesting. I might go Muppet Vision 3D on this one. I love Muppet Vision 3D. I kind of love the fact they haven't updated the movie.
I kind of love both.
It's so.
This one's harsh.
It comes down to the seats. Like, if you look at the seats in Muppet Vision,
they've been redone.
They redid them.
They redid them.
They redid them.
They're new.
Oh, well, it's still burned up here that they did it. They were filthy.
Because they were filthy, because I sat down in them this last time. I was like, these seats are different.
They're
and
new.
It was like, they're much better.
And I think, honestly, the fact that Sweetums comes out at the end of every single show is an untapped gem in that. Like, people never talk about Sweetums. He comes out in every single production or every single showing in Muppet Vision 3D like 15 or 20 times a day. It's amazing, or more than that. It's amazing.
Right.
We should have more Sweetums in the park. So I'm saying Muppet Vision 3D. Derek's got Star Tours. Heather, what is your take on Star Tours versus Muppet Vision 3D?
I'm saying Star Tours because you get a different story depending on when you ride it.
And Jen?
That's what I will say. I struggle with this one because I do love Muppets, but if I'm going with just like quality of ride, I mean, it's got to be Star Tours. Like, it's got to
Star Tours. It is. Yeah. We're going through these pretty fast in the first round.
I mean,
so
sorry, Derek, that's going to lose to other
things.
That's
okay. Things, so. It's all right. It's all right. I'll put up a fight elsewhere. Tower of Terror taking on Beauty and the Beast live. I've seen the stage show once. I mean,
it's the worst show at Disney.
It's not great to me.
The Tower of Terror is the very clear winner here.
Now, Heather may say Beauty, but it's a loss here. So.
I don't know. Do you ride this one, Heather?
What
Tower of Terror? Do you ride Tower?
No, I love Tower. Okay. I love Tower.
Had that look of like, you're just discounting Beauty. And so
Beauty
I
and the Beast is like a very, Jen's going to kill me. It's a very overrated film. I feel like, I don't know.
I identified with Belle as a child.
That's fired.
See? Triggered.
Listen, I won't.
No.
Hold on. Jen, why did you text me? Don't tell her I said this. Moana is also completely overrated. Gosh.
It is not.
I mean, it's interesting. Okay. Interesting take, Jen. Good job.
Wow.
Good shot there.
Wow. Everybody out there believes you, David. Seriously.
Millennium Falcon Smugglers 1 taking on Indiana Jones Stunt Show.
Oh, Smugglers.
Smugglers Run.
Smugglers Run.
As long as you're not an engineer.
That is the worst position.
Right.
I mean, even the gunner is like more fun. Although,
well, that's where they put the,
I will
that's
say
where they put the standbys and the single riders. If you're a single rider, you get that. So, a Rock and Roller Coaster and Frozen sing along. I'm gonna go Frozen sing along. I love the Frozen sing along.
I
I
did
do. I think
too.
Rock and Roller Coaster is completely overrated. It's not, I mean, it's an okay coaster. It's not my favorite of the parks. I love Frozen
And
sing along.
I'm biased because of my experience with, with one of the stars. So,
Right.
see, I'm over here going rock and roller coaster.
Yeah.
So we
We're
got,
in
what do
a
we do?
tie.
To,
This
we're
is a
at a tie.
tie.
So Derek, you're saying Rock and Roller Coaster?
I am saying rock and
Okay.
roller
So we're going to
coaster.
put a pin in that one. We're going to come back to it. We'll
Okay.
circle back to this in a few minutes. All right. So, Runaway Railway, Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. I mean, Mickey, Minnie, come on. Come on, guys. It's
Are we? Is there any argument?
I love that
just
attraction.
what Lightning
Okay.
McQueen's Racing Academy. I mean, it's okay.
What?
I,
Racing
I'm.
Academy? No. I love Mickey and Minnie.
Racing Academy is cute and like they put a lot of cool tech, but it's just so hokey. It's too much cheese.
Yeah, it's fun for the kids. My kid was fascinated whenever he was into his Cars 2 phase. Toy Story Mania, Alien Swirling Saucers. I mean, I love Mania. It's one of my favorite attractions in the park. Saucers are good when you have the Dash Pass and you're trying to kill time until Slinky Dog. You go do
Okay,
saucers. So,
that would
yep.
be the time to use that.
Yep.
That line is blazing hot sun. I'm
Yes.
just pointing that
Yeah.
out.
Slinky Dog Dash and One Man's Dream. See, this is an
Oh,
unfair
that one's
oh,
part. That, I mean,
I'm sorry.
that's bad, Derek.
I would go Slinky Dog because it's a better attraction, but still, everybody should see One Man's Dream. It's
Everybody
just not
should
even.
see One Man's Dream.
It's yeah.
But I
Well,
mean,
yeah.
if you're just picking thrills, you got
Sorry.
to go with Slinky.
Would you
All right.
have Slinky if one man didn't have a dream?
And that's true.
Yeah, Derek,
Yes, you
you
would.
didn't think of that, did you?
It's Pixar.
Jerk.
I was there without
Jen,
you.
remind me how to punt somebody out of a room. All right, so let's circle back to this. Rock and Roller Coaster, Frozen Sing Along. The winner is going to take on the Mickey Minnie Runaway Railway. So I feel like either one of these might lose in the next round. But what do we put through the first round to the next round? I love the Frozen Sing Along. I'm willing to bend to Rock and Roller Coaster just for this purpose. Again, but I love Frozen.
I'm willing to bend to Frozen because of the snow.
Perfect. So Frozen it
Yeah.
is. Frozen moves on.
Okay.
All right,
All
so
right.
all right, now, so let's look
Sorry,
over
I'm
here.
just even.
And
Rise
because
of
I can belt at the top of my lungs and it doesn't
Yes.
matter.
Where
Rise
else
of
do you
the
get to
Resistance
sing? I just did.
and Star Tours. Rise and Star Tours. I gotta go with
Rise.
Rise.
Oh,
It's
we
an
gotta go
that is an engineering
Rise.
marvel as well. That's an
It's
amazing ride.
amazing. Yeah.
So Resistance. Tower of Terror taking on Smuggler's Run. I'm a
I'm going
Tower
to say
fan.
Smuggler's
Tower
Run because I cry every time I see the Millennium Falcon. But I
I mean,
also
that's.
covered in Star Wars tattoos, so.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference, though, in seeing the Falcon and actually going in and riding the ride.
That's true.
To me,
Still.
the
No,
experience
there's
of seeing the
not.
Falcon is
Derek
better
said
than the ride
no.
itself.
Doesn't
The
matter.
ride's okay. It's not my favorite. It's okay. So, I would go Tower over this.
To me, the
Tower.
marvel of that ride, though, the fact that it didn't work 3 days before it opened.
True.
Is amazing to me. Like what
Right.
they did and the theming. I walk in there, I feel like I'm in the Falcon and I cry. I love it. And
My best guess is they called somebody at Universal and was like, hey, send your guys over that build attractions in 2 days and put them up and then take them down a
yeah,
week
but
later. Send
no,
those
but the
guys
thing
over.
is, but then the Falcon wouldn't work
That's very true. That is
99% of
very
the
true.
time
I
if
do
that
believe
is
that
the
those
case.
Universal engineers are the ones that did the guns and Rise of the Resistance that no longer move. Probably those guys.
Oh,
Yeah.
now
Yeah. Yeah.
that
Probably
might be
those guys. So
possible. And the
I've gone Tower and Heather went, I think Heather went Tower.
Yeti.
Derek has gone Smuggler's Run. Jen, it's on you. It is on you. And this is a second
Yeah,
round
I'm
here.
sorry, Derek, but Tower is my favorite ride. So it's kind of
Hey,
like Poppins
I
has to
respect it.
win.
Yep.
Tower has to win.
I
So
respect
good call, Jen.
it. I respect
yeah.
it.
Frozen Sing Along taking on Mickey Minnie Runaway Railway. I think Mickey Minnie likely would win
I
this.
mean, Mickey
So
and Minnie.
yes,
You
let's
have
do it.
Mickey and
Mickey
Minnie.
Minnie.
That's the win.
Mickey
Yeah.
Minnie. All right.
Totally.
And now
Yeah.
Toy Story Mania versus Slinky Dog Dash. And this is interesting for me because this is where the kid part comes in that Heather has mentioned a couple of times because Campbell, one of his favorite rides is Slinky Dog Dash. He's had great magical moments on that coaster with cast members letting him do it over and over. We are both big fans of Toy Story Mania. He actually, no joke, the last time he only got 40,000 points, he had a 65% accuracy. So he was actually aiming for things.
What?
Oh, I
He was
love
like, my
this.
accuracy is like 27% consistently, and he was
Yes.
aiming. And he, like he low score, but he got stuff. I was so proud of him.
I just think I've ever had more than 22% accuracy.
So,
Pick up with
Jen,
speed.
Toy Story Mania versus Slinky Dog Dash, what is the better attraction?
You know, I think I'm going to give it to Slinky because of the singing penguin at the end.
Okay.
He's not singing right now. Squeaky is not singing right now.
Why is Squeaky not singing? He was
he not singing?
In the
I feel
middle
like he
of
was
March.
Singing when I went
he
last week.
He was singing
a month ago. March.
Yeah, like about 10 days ago he was. Maybe not singing now, but.
Okay, that and the little Slinky voice is like, por favor, and he's doing it. And
hold on to your kids.
It's just hilarious. I'm with my friend who's fluent in Spanish. Like, she grew up speaking Spanish, and she's cracking up at the accent of Slinky doing it. So it was so funny.
So Slinky Dog Dash, Derek.
Slinky Dog Dash at night.
Ooh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that tips it the scale too. Slinky Dog
Dash. That is, yeah, that's for sure.
It's such a fun attraction. Doing the day, watching it at night is great. So Slinky Dog Dash moves on. So now let's get to our final two here at Hollywood Studios: Rise of the Resistance versus Tower of Terror. Heather, what are your thoughts on Rise versus Tower? Both Imagineering marvels, honestly.
Both Imagineering marvels, but Tower. I love my scary stuff.
No.
Look at this.
This is
absolutely not.
Nope. I'm going Tower.
This is apples and oranges. This is
so
the
Derek's
going
to go Rise, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right. So now those are the first two rounds. This is going into the quarterfinal series. This is where Derek gets serious. Derek's like, "You know what? I've given you these over here, but so Jen, tell me what you're thinking. Rise versus
I told
Tower.
You this is where it's my favorite ride. So like there's nothing I can do about it. I have to go Tower. It's like Poppins will always win. It doesn't matter how good the other movie is. Like Poppins always going to win a movie tournament. I can't, like, I will absolutely see the argument for Rise, but I can't not vote for Tower because it
That's
is my favorite.
That's a good thing that this is the last time I'm a guest on this podcast. I see where you stand now.
Derek's going to send us, he's going to send us a bracket for the fun spot attractions and be like, I dare you guys.
Gatorland.
Yeah, for Gatorland.
I ever make a bracket for you again.
I'm Imagineering wise, I would lean Rise because of all the elements that are in that attraction. Okay. And I love the fact that it tells a story for like, it's a story. You are in a movie for 20 minutes. However, comma, I'm a classic guy too. And I love Tower and I do. And I think we're talking about better attractions. I think Tower is more accessible to everybody. I think it's a shorter ride. I think the story is still just as effective and just as good. And I think there are more thrills in Tower, even if it's a shorter amount of thrills. And I like the photo taken in Tower more than I do in Rise. And so,
Is there a photo in Rise?
There's not. And that's why I like the Tower photo better.
Like, what?
I have plenty of photos in Rise.
Well, I'm going to go Tower of Terror on this one. Derek, I'll make it up to you. I promise. Tower of Terror advances.
I'm going to demolish all of Magic Kingdom.
All right. So
it is the last time he's on the show. Here we go.
Mickey Minnie Runaway Railway taking on Slinky Dog Dash. Derek, I'm going to give you first dibs on this one.
I feel like my life is a lie right now. I'm going to go Railway.
Come on, Martyr.
I'm going to go Railway.
I think I would, too. I love Slinky Dog, but I love the fact that Mickey has his own. I mean, in some respects, I mean, like, Mickey's PhilharMagic is called Mickey's PhilharMagic, but that's Donald Duck's ride attraction, which I love.
Yeah, I mean, he's in it, but it's...
I would go Mickey on this one, and I hate being a 4-0 slam against Slinky, but yeah, Mickey Minnie. All right, so that is our final four for Hollywood Studios. Let's jump over to Epcot now. Knock out this
the
first
best
round here.
Park.
It's a good park. It's a good park.
Hey, good Heather, salad. You said it's got the best salad.
The best park.
The best park. Absolutely the best park.
So Soarin' taking on Journey into Imagination. So Soarin'. Patrick, you got Putty versus Figment. Jen, what are you thinking on this one?
Oh, this one's hard because you know I love me Figgy, but here's the problem: the current iteration of Figgy.
That's it.
The problem is it is the current version of Figment is not what it's supposed to be. So we got to go Soarin'.
Yeah. So you know, sidebar, and this is a little mini rant, whatever. And maybe Heather can speak to this too because she talks to Josh weekly. I don't understand why they don't have Like, if they were to come out and say, we're redoing the Figment ride, because no one likes it. It's an attraction that nobody likes. And
No,
they
we all
pretty
like
much, they're finishing
figments.
with Epcot. So it's not as if they need somewhere to put people. And I understand not doing certain things because you want to have people eaters and that big area of Epcot's being taken up. Once it's finished, I feel like it would be easy to say, you know what? $60 billion devoted to the parks. We're going to take 5 million and do a little to Figment, put more Figment in there, take out the creepy moon, do some stuff, not even revamp the whole thing, just revamp some of it. And I
No,
think
put the
people would,
Dreamfinder back in
be
as
so
well.
happy about that. I
It's
don't
not
understand
going to
why.
happen because they're doing Test Track. So that's going to take up, I mean, that's a massive crowd eater.
That's true.
It
That's true.
is.
So they
It
can't. And I'm
is.
afraid Communicore will not be the crowd leader they want it to be because I don't know what
You're
there even
probably
is in
not.
Communicore besides the character spot. There's like, I don't know.
There's
Anyway,
going to be
so
a stage.
sidebar.
Yeah.
Soarin', a Journey. Did you pick Soarin', Jen, over Journey?
Yes.
Okay. Heather?
Soren.
Yeah, I'll go Soarin'.
Yep.
Soarin'. Soarin' it is. All right, so next, Grand Fiesta Tour versus Guardians. Unfair to Grand Fiesta Tour because it's a delightful little ride.
Totally
It's a fun little ride.
unfair,
it should have
but
been like Grand Fiesta Tour versus Living with the Land.
Oh,
Wait a second.
Well, here's the thing.
There is going to be nothing left of Magic Kingdom when I'm done. I'm telling you right now. I thought Tower of Terror was bad. That's the worst fighting words ever.
Living with the Land gets a
Living could
shot
win this
here
whole thing.
because it takes on Canada Far and Wide, which I haven't even seen the new Canada Far and Wide.
Wait, are
I'm
we
just.
voting? Or wait, did we vote for the last one?
We all voted Guardians. This is
Yeah,
not even
obviously. Okay, so living.
I had Guardians typed up before we even moved on.
Well, right. Okay, Living with the Land is the clear winner between
Yes,
these two.
Canada
I
Far and Wide,
mean,
correct. Okay.
Living
Spaceship
with the
Earth,
Land
America.
might take the whole thing if you want to ask me, but that's okay.
Well, we'll see. It's got a
Well,
shot based on this
maybe
bracket.
not Guardian. Okay, besides.
Spaceship Earth versus American Adventure. I mean, I love America, USA, but we love Spaceship Earth. We all love Spaceship
Spaceship
Earth.
Earth. Dame Judi Dench, all day long.
Yes.
Although American Adventure is the best nap in all the parks.
It is.
That's
Air
true. And
conditioning place.
there's nothing more American than sleeping through history class. So yes. Moana Journey of Water versus Turtle Talk. I love Turtle Talk. I think it's so much fun, but I mean Moana. It's
Journey of Water at night.
yes. I haven't seen it at night yet. I
Ooh.
haven't. Okay, so
It's
here's
so
my
good.
Heather,
I mean,
here's
no
my
one even
plan.
likes Moana, right? So, like, let's knock that right off the list.
When I'm coming in from Jamaica on my May trip, I'm flying into Orlando and I have to stay the night because flights are just terrible that afternoon. So I'm going to fly home Saturday. So when I get in like 6 o'clock, I'm dropping my luggage off. I'm staying at the airport. I'm immediately going to Epcot. Hopefully they're going to stay open like past 9 or 10 o'clock. I'm hoping they'll stay open later. And I'm immediately going to Epcot and I'm actually going to do Moana Journey of Water. I'm catching an Uber and going there just to do that because I haven't done it at night.
And eating a salad.
And
Connecting
eating a
eating a
salad
salad.
at whatever, but yeah. And then if I have time, I'm going to Magic Kingdom to do Jungle Cruise because I haven't done it literally in 3 trips, and I'm very sad about that. But this is only if the parks are open later. We'll see what the time looks like. But anyway, Moana Journey of Water, Frozen Ever After taking on the Disney Pixar Film Fest. Why don't they rotate those movies? Why do
I
we have
don't
the
know.
same three
Why is a
films?
Pixar Film Festival a thing? Is the
Why
because they
did we
don't
bring,
because they don't want to
you
have
know, I
they
can watch some
don't.
Disney Plus.
Because they're putting money
I
elsewhere,
can.
which
Why am I
is fine,
unless I
but
need a nap. Okay, unless you need a nap.
just bring back Michael Jackson.
Honestly, for reals. For reals.
We were in Disneyland when they brought back Captain EO for like that short little thing. And I was like back in my youth again. I was like, oh my gosh. And it's so cheesy. But the fact that now all of us that were kids back in that day are now all the parents, you throw Captain EO in there, we will be in our glory.
I don't know. There's so much about
Bring
Michael
back
Jackson. I
the
feel like them doing that would be like Universal doing like a Nickelodeon Dan Schneider kind
Oh,
of Renaissance show or
okay.
something.
Well,
I don't think we would do any of
right.
that. Yeah,
Okay.
Let's
it's
take that out of there.
Jackson
You are
is
not
off the
alone,
table
David
for Walt
Dollar.
Disney
You
World. I'm
are
just
not
saying. I'm
alone.
just saying. The Seas with Nemo and Friends versus Mission Space. This is one of
Nemo.
those.
Nemo. Nobody wants to vomit.
The queue is so
See, I don't mind
long
Mission
and just,
Space.
I don't
I
mind
can.
Mission Space at
Yeah, I
all.
like
It's,
Mission Space. I have no problem with it. But Nemo, come on.
I'm gonna go
It's
Mission Space,
big
Jen.
blue world.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna break the tie here, and I'm gonna go with Nemo. I'm because I don't have a I don't
Yeah,
I have a
nobody cares about
direction. When's
Mission
the
Space.
last time you did it, Jen?
Did which one?
Mission Space.
I did it this last trip with Maddie.
Just because there was people that haven't been there for a while.
Okay, accurate.
Okay.
I will say, going down the EAC, that the visual with the bubbles on the ceiling, mm-hmm. that's pretty cool, but it didn't last very long. So finally, Test Track and Beauty and the Beast sing along, and we're talking about the current version of whatever attraction we're doing with. So Test Track versus Beauty and the Beast sing along, which I think is kind of wasted space, but you know, Test Track.
It's Test Track.
Yeah, Test Track. All right. Let's hop back up here to Soarin' taking Guardians of the Galaxy. This is hurtful because this is probably two top 10 attractions for me personally going head to head.
This is hurtful.
When we've got Seas versus Nemo versus Test Track down here later on, I'm like, you know. So, Guardians. I mean, it's
Guardians.
It's got to be Guardians.
Guardians. Now, when I was making this, I kept in mind that in the actual basketball brackets, not every bracket is created equally.
No. That's true.
No,
that's so true.
I'm sorry to break hearts because Epcot is my favorite park because it is the best park.
I mean, you're not wrong about that.
I've seen the Magic Kingdom bracket. And the Magic Kingdom bracket is going to be brutal, even that first round. So we're getting to that. So Living with the Land taking on Spaceship Earth. This is an interesting little
run. This one also hurts me a little bit because I love both. I got to go Snooze Cruise.
I would go Living with the Land as well. I would.
You know I'm going with it.
So. Gosh,
oh.
Guys in the Snooze Cruise.
Dude, I love it.
I love them both.
And here's the thing, this is going to sound so fanboy, but I probably wasn't as big of a fan of this ride until I started hanging out with Kyla. She turned me into a fan of this attraction.
Drinks on that ride.
I have always been a fan of the Snooze Cruise. Because, and then like during Christmas, whenever they like light everything up, it's like so
Christmas is nice.
Yes.
Christmas is nice.
Behind the Scenes tour is incredible.
Oh, it's great.
I've done that. I did it last week. It was great. Or 2 weeks ago.
Good.
It was great. Love it.
I love it.
So Living with the Land moves on. Spaceship Earth has been unceremoniously bounced from this tournament.
Sorry, Dame Judy.
Moana, Journey of Water, taking on Frozen Ever After. I like the Frozen ride. I do. But I'm indifferent to this one. I feel like Moana for Heather's purpose, but we'll see what it looks like. Derek.
Frozen. Moana's already broken all the time. Can't get it. Like,
it is sensors.
Mouse for life.
Jen, Frozen or Moana, Journey of Water?
I can really be swayed on this one, honestly. If this was the original Norway ride, that is clearly the answer. Maelstrom is
not
the actual answer. But
this is not an attraction of rides that used to exist.
All right, I guess I'll go with Frozen, but I might sway my mind if there's a tie because I could go the other way.
I mean, if it's coming down between the two of them, which one are you like, oh my gosh, this is just such a good attraction. You're going to say Frozen. I don't have a problem, Derek, admitting that there's a better attraction, aka Tower of Terror. I'm just saying.
Frozen Ever After, it is. I'll go Frozen on that. So Seas, Nemo and Friends, and Test Track. I would pick Test Track on this when it works, which it mostly works. And hopefully they're fixing that part.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to what they're going to do to it. So, all right. So now our final four, Guardians taking on Living with the Land.
Oh. Guardians.
A little hurtful here, but yeah, I got to go Guardians.
It hurts, but it's going to have to go Guardians.
It hurts me to my core, but it's
Guardians.
Okay. And finally, we have Frozen Ever After taking on Test Track.
Test Track.
There.
Frozen.
Heather.
I'm
knowing
go with
either
that.
One of these is going to lose against Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't matter. Test Track.
I'll go Test
Thank
Track.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, it could have been either way. So Test Track it is. All right. So here we go. Here comes the money as we are going to the Magic Kingdom bracket.
Just
now, some of
the
these I feel like won't be that difficult. Some of these will. Space Mountain versus the Mad Tea Party. I'm probably like Mad Tea Party better, but Space is fine. I feel like it's a better attraction. Space Mountain it is. All right. Here we go. Jungle Cruise taking on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates.
Jen, you're saying Pirates?
I'm saying Pirates. Listen, that chlorine water smell, as soon as you walk in, hit its perfection.
If not for the dad, if only for the dad joke part of it. I love the Jungle Cruise. At night, especially, it's so
good.
Well,
great. At night, it's much better.
The Jingle Cruise is fantastic. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love just all of it. So
now, the After Hours Jungle Cruise is really good because they turn all the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said some jokes that were not appropriate.
Yeah, the late night skippers will really look at their audience and see who they've got and really have fun with that. So
yeah, it was just my wife and I in the boat.
So. Oh, that's awesome.
But my wife and I were also the only ones on the ride for Pirates, and we heard things we had never heard before, and we both agreed that if that ride had stopped, we were getting out. Like,
no,
so terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing. The winner of this one takes on Space Mountain. And either one of these, to me, will beat Space Mountain in my mind.
Correct.
For me. So we're talking about an attraction that's going to move down into the tournament, not just like a first round, like a Navi, or it just happens to slip in there. So I'm going to say Jungle Cruise. We've got two Pirates. Heather, what is your take on Jungle versus Pirates?
We all know that prior to Guardians, my favorite Disney attraction ever was Pirates in Shanghai. So I'm going with Dead Men Tell No Tale.
That's right.
I'm saying Pirates.
Pirates of the Caribbean it is. Pirates. All right. So Haunted Mansion versus Enchanted Tales with Belle. Enchanted Tales with Belle, not a knock on it. It's a great attraction.
Oh,
for
it's wonderful attraction.
It's wonderful for families. Haunted Mansion is amazing.
Haunted Mansion is the answer.
Haunted Mansion. Tron versus Dumbo. I love Dumbo.
Tron.
Great, but Tron, how can you not pick Tron on this? Small World versus Carousel of Progress. This is the evil that Derek does because he's now putting Walt versus Walt. He's looking at Walt Disney the man versus Walt Disney the man saying, you know what, fight it out. And it's just not fair.
Oh my gosh.
I did this on purpose.
You did do this on purpose. I would say Carousel of Progress. Mm-hmm. Out of the two, that's the one I enjoy the most.
Same.
Carousel.
Plus, Carousel. The voice is also the same narrator as The Christmas Story.
Yes.
That's
Gene
true.
Shepard.
Watch it not think of The Christmas Story now.
And also the author of the book, A Christmas Story, Gene Shepard. So,
love that.
Big Thunder Mountain taking on Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin.
Two
attractions that are fun, but Big Thunder on this.
Big Thunder.
Buzz Lightyear always need to be cleaned. It's always
dirty.
Dude,
that I hate that queue so much. It's awful.
People Mover taking on the Enchanted Tiki Room. I love the
This one also hurts.
I love the People Mover so much.
People Mover.
People Mover has to win, but I do love me the Tiki Room.
And finally, this one's kind of tougher. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train versus Peter Pan's Flight. Now, here's where it gets tricky for me because I have a kid who loves Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I have a wife who loves Peter Pan's Flight. Which one of the two do I love more? I guess it depends on the day. I'm not really sure. But for me, I would go Seven Dwarfs Mine Train as a better attraction. But I can be swayed if we're talking, I mean, for whatever argument we're putting together. Heather, what is your take on Peter Pan versus Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
I do love Seven Dwarfs, but I feel like Peter Pan, it's the classic. We need it. Mm-hmm. Like, so it needs to move forward in the bracket.
But Dumbo is also a classic. We just discarded it for Tron like that. So, I mean.
Wasn't even close.
But I don't know if you would have had Tron versus Peter Pan. Like, would you still have picked Tron?
I mean, and that can happen, honestly. We just have to get to it.
I'm saying Peter Pan.
So do we just have one vote so far?
One vote for each so far.
I'm going Peter Pan.
Derek?
Let's be frank. Peter Pan is only good if it's less than 20 minutes.
Oh, correct. So, absolutely. Wait,
but by that reasoning, though, that means it's never good. That's the problem.
Yeah, so I also ranted in my recent video where we did the After Hours, and every time I've done an After Hours, Peter Pan has been a walk-on, and they said it was a walk-on, and it was a 30-minute wait, and I was furious.
Right.
See, I will burn a genie pass on that.
And that is a long queue. That's a long queue.
For a genie pass or anything like that, but for like an After Hours, wasting 30 minutes at an After Hours when Tron was 25.
See, I would have been on Tron all day.
I don't complain very often. I complained.
Yeah.
So we're at a tie. And this one, however, I'm not going to budge. I think Seven Dwarfs is a better attraction than Peter Pan.
Agreed.
I do. So
better everything.
You know, so this one I can't come off of. So if we don't change our minds on this, we'll have to come back to it in just a minute. You know what? Maybe we should text Kyla and see what she thinks of the two.
So here we go. I know what she's going to say because she loves Peter Pan. So Peter Pan would be her vote.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it is going to go against the People Mover.
Very true.
Oh, the People Mover is winning.
The People Mover is going to win. So whatever. Okay, you know what? Just I'll
just
budge.
Say Seven Dwarfs. It doesn't
matter. Say Seven Dwarfs because we don't care. Because
all right, here we go.
Mover wins.
Good call. All right. So Space Mountain versus Pirates. Immediately, I go Pirates on this. This is
Pirates.
Easier from Pirates for me on this.
Absolutely.
Haunted Mansion versus Tron. Classic versus New School. I'm saying Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
I love Haunted Mansion.
It's got to be Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion. You know what, Tron? Come back in about 25 to 30 years. And when we do this again on episode 840. And, you know, we'll
correct.
Talk.
So. Correct.
Carousel of Progress taking on Big Thunder Mountain. An interesting
Carousel.
Battle here. Really?
I love Big Thunder Mountain so much.
And at night, it's even better.
I love them both. And like, I honestly, I'm of the take. I don't want Carousel to get updated. I want them to update the attraction.
Oh, no,
like,
no,
I
no. It has to stay exactly as
what they need to. But in 2045, when I'm waiting for the new Eclipse in Disney World, I want to be in there looking at Granny. Oh, I'm going to beat those suckers with a little thing in the whatever in the ground. I want to see all of that exactly the same.
I agree. Exactly. Maybe at some time in the new century, your father will learn to talk to power of it.
So, I love Big Thunder. Heather, Big Thunder versus Carousel.
Carousel.
Carousel. They got two carousels.
Okay.
Jen.
I'm not mad at you anymore, Heather.
You know, I'm going to say Big
Good.
I'm going to say Big Thunder. Jen, you want to tie it up or do you want to say Carousel and not put it
You know what?
This?
Honestly, I'm going to have to go Carousel on this one.
Yes. Yes, let's go.
People Mover versus Seven Dwarfs. Did we all just say People Mover instantly?
People Mover.
There you go. People
yes,
Mover.
Correct.
All right. So People Mover. So now we have Haunted Mansion versus Pirates of the Caribbean.
This might be
the toughest battle so far because these are two amazing attractions, historical attractions, legendary attractions. I'm going to give it to Jen first. Jen, talk it out. What do you think? Which one are you doing? Which one would you do first? Which one, if you could only do one for the next, say, 10 trips, you could not do the other. Which one are you picking? Which one's
that's
a better attraction?
Fair because
oh,
I don't.
Hurtful.
That really hurts. I mean, like, I know what Brady would pick, but I know what I would pick. So here's the thing. I actually think that the Pirates in Disneyland is far superior. And so that would be a different, that would be a different comparison for me than the Disney World versions, because I actually think the Haunted Mansion in World is slightly superior to Land. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give this one to Mansion. I'm not mad either way with whichever one wins. Like, I'm not mad, but I'm going to go Mansion.
Well, one Mansion, Heather.
You know I'm staying Mansion. I mean, hello, scary stuff.
For the mere fact, the last three times I've done Pirates, I've gotten wet from those stupid cannonballs. I'm going to say Haunted Mansion as well. Derek, are you going to
say Pirates
until
we get some
Pirates
representation?
Can't say Pirates.
You can say Pirates if you want, but
it's Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
So good.
All right.
So good.
So now we have Carousel of Progress taking on the People Mover. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority. And I'm picking People Mover.
Like choosing a child.
Because there are trips when I
don't
do Carousel of Progress.
You know I'm superior.
There are trips when I don't do Carousel of Progress. There is never a trip that goes by that I don't do the People Mover at least once. Sometimes three times based on what's going on and the family. I will always do the People Mover. So I'm going People Mover on this one. The Weedway. That's my pick. Derek, Carousel versus People Mover. It was your bracket, man. You did this to yourself.
I know. Here's the thing. Even though, like, Walt loved the idea of the People Mover with his original I'm still going to go Carousel, but I will be happy to change over to People Mover because they're both must-dos.
Yeah.
I cannot go to the park and not do both of those. Can't do it.
That's fair. Totally fair.
Heather.
I am kind of on the same way that Derek is. I would be like devastated if they ever took the People Mover out, right?
Like Disneyland.
However, you know me and what can get my heartstrings. And Carousel is Walt's, and I can never let it not be in the park. So I'm saying Carousel over People Mover.
Jen. Keep in mind, this one takes on whichever one takes on Haunted Mansion in the next round. So, I think this is a tough battle. Either one will have a tough battle in the next round.
Oh, gosh. See, it's like I was going to go People Mover, but then that's going to make it a tie because David also did People Mover. And I'm not mad either way on this one because I love both of these so much. I will be willing to sway over to Carousel just because I literally can also not imagine not being in the parks and not being able to go. But this is going to hurt really a lot in the next round. I'm just going to
say
that
makes my next round easy because I'll say Haunted Mansion pretty fast when we get to it. But let's get there. So now we have our final eight. Our finals in Animal Kingdom, Flights of Passage versus Everest. In Hollywood Studios, we've got Tower of Terror versus Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway. Not Rise of the Resistance, however. Didn't make it. Over in Epcot, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy and Test Track. And over in Magic Kingdom, Haunted Mansion versus the Carousel of Progress, where you're talking about the best attractions. Derek, before we knock the rest of these out, in your mind, what defines for you personally the best attraction? When you look at two attractions, you're like, well, this one's best because what does best mean for you?
It needs to tell a story. It needs to make it so you want to do it more than once or twice. And it needs to have a thrill aspect that is enough, even though I don't have kids, is still enough for the whole family to have a thrill, but not so much that it deters any one person from doing it.
Heather, what makes best for you?
I think Derek really just kind of nailed it because y'all know what my favorite attraction is. But if it comes down to like what my all-time favorite and what I think the best one that they've built in the last 10 years is, it's can I still ride it at 3 and can I still ride it at 93? Because that is what the Disney magic is. You can go with multiple generations and you're all having fun on that same attraction.
Agreed. I
Jen,
think it
same.
is that you have to throw like I agree with everything they said, but you've got to throw in some nostalgia too, because I think that there is, and nostalgia can even be for newer rides because there are people, you know, like if you look at the younger kids who their nostalgia obviously isn't as long as ours because we're not 10 anymore. So I think all of those things have to be taken into consideration. So sometimes the technological aspects, although more impressive, might not necessarily win out over a more classic attraction.
And I think especially with us being big Disney fans, I think it also history and nostalgia does play into it. Because if we were, I don't think we will anytime soon, but if we were to do a bracket about best Universal attractions, we probably would be like, which one did we have more fun on? And that's it. I mean, like that's would be the but with Disney, it's
Dog.
like you look at nostalgia, you look
Back
at the
to the
imagine,
future.
you look at the Imagineering. Did Walt have his hand in it? Is it a classic ride? Is it going to become a classic ride, like like a Guardians or a Tron? Will it be a classic, in a matter of years? So I agree with that, and it's going to bring us to Expedition Everest, opened up 2007, I believe, versus Flights of Passage, which was 2017, 2018, something like that, over in Animal Kingdom. Jen, which one of these attractions is the better attraction?
This one is very difficult. I am going to say I'm going to give this to Everest because
That.
I love a real coaster. I also think that there are people who cannot do Flight of the Passage for one reason or another. So I think it's a little bit easier for everybody to enjoy Everest.
Heather?
I agree. Even though it still makes me a little queasy, like it's just one of those attractions that you're just like, oh my gosh, it's a must do in the park. And like Jen's saying, like, my sister can't do Flight of Passage. She did it once and she was like, never again. Same with my dad. He was like, I cannot do this again. But you put them on Everest, they're good, you know?
And even though the Yeti has been broken and likely will never be fixed, I love the fact that Everest has such a lineage now with the fans that Disco Yeti is a thing. Like people, I mean, and they still make merch about the Yeti, so it's not like they're ignoring it. Disco Yeti is the thing. People know the Disco Yeti, and every now and then you'll find those people that remember the Yeti moving, which I do, and I think some of us do too. How it used to swoop down on you. I would also say Everest, but Derek, if you're going to go Flights of Passage, I'd love to hear your argument.
Flights was my winner of the whole thing. But as I just made my last statement, I absolutely respect how Everest could beat it. I just love Flights because of what that meant to me and like the nostalgia for my family. It was the first trip that I had done in like 12 years. My wife and I took, it was our first trip together to Disney. We took both of our families, and it was like like a month and a half after it opened. So to me, that 3.5 hour wait that was so worth it that I got back in
So
line,
worth it.
waited another 3 hours, was that's where Flights gets it.
Yeah.
But I absolutely respect Everest and Joe Rohde getting that win. So congratulations, Everest.
Everest into our final four, our Fantasmic Four, as we would say. Tower of Terror Taking on Mickey, Minnie, Runaway Railway, and the Hollywood Studios finals. Heather, your thoughts on Tower versus Runaway Railway?
I love Tower, though. I love it. But if you tell me that you are going to take away Mickey and Minnie's, I probably would, like, protest. It's a great attraction all the way around. Mm-hmm. Runaway Railway, like, it's just, it tells a story. You're giggling mm-hmm. when Daisy yells Conga. You're watching Chubby at the end, who looks like our friend Bridgie. It's yeah! just... I'm going to have to go with Runaway Railway. I love Tower, though. Mm-hmm.
Derek.
Rise of the Resistance.
But that lost, like, in the first round. I don't remember. Somewhere along the way.
It's... Not up here, it didn't. I'll be a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay.
Jen.
Maybe I won't be. I don't know.
Tower versus Mickey Minnie.
I'm going Tower. And because it does not necessarily go with my logic from Animal Kingdom. However, I also did say up front, Tower has to win.
I would also say Tower. And there's one reason why. Tower from start to finish. It's not a perfect ride. No ride is perfect, but it's pretty complete. My only problem with Mickey and Minnie, and I love the queue. I love the fact you don't have the 3D glasses. Mm-hmm. I love the underwater thing with the water all around. I love that. I don't get the Daisy part. I don't get the conga. I don't know why it's there. I don't know why we're doing the conga in the middle of this, running around through the streets and through the ocean and through the. I don't get it. I've never gotten it. And to me, that's my least favorite part of the ride. I don't have a least favorite part of Tower of Terror, so I'm going to say Tower of Terror. So
it's my favorite part. Right.
Well, here it is. I do get all the stuff on Mickey and Minnie's. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun, and that's the whole thing. But since you all absolutely destroyed everything that I said with my favorite ride at that park, I'm going to say Tower of Terror now, because why not?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt me for Rise to win this entire thing, but it just didn't make it. So let's move over to Epcot. Guardians of the Galaxy versus Test Track. I felt like this was kind of a lopsided bracket on this side.
This is a little bit lopsided. Guardians.
Guardians. And now we go Haunted Mansion versus Carousel of Progress. The finals in the Magic Kingdom. And had you thrown out People Mover, I likely would have picked People Mover over Haunted. But because we have Haunted versus Carousel, I'm going to say Haunted Mansion.
I had to leave a ride out of Epcot, and I forgot.
Which ride?
Which one?
Ratatouille.
You did leave Ratatouille.
I would have picked Guardians over Ratatouille, but I think Guardians could have made my personal final four in Epcot. Because I love Ratatouille.
Yep. That's a great ride.
So
that's
a great honorable ride. Mention.
Honorable mention. So Jen, Haunted, Carousel. You got one vote for it's one vote for Haunted so far.
I don't know how to choose.
You I don't can't know choose.
I don't know how to choose this one. I can't not have either of these in the park.
Well, we're not. I mean, the loser of this match doesn't get like shut down or anything. It's not.
All right. I want to make sure
they're done forever.
I'm going to make sure that Carousel has representation. So I'm going to give it Carousel.
Oh, that's kind of you. That's super sure kind has, of you.
Thank you.
The correct answer is Haunted Mansion.
But it needs to have representation. So I'm giving Carousel representation. I agree.
Derek.
Well, Heather really hurt my feelings. But she brought it back on Magic Kingdom. I was really surprised. Yeah. We've aligned on Magic Kingdom. Unfortunately, he's still wrong, and it's Carousel of Progress. I love Haunted Mansion. I'm sorry, Haunted Mansion, but Walt gets my vote.
Jen, what did you say?
I said Carousel.
Carousel. So we got a tie here.
We have a tie.
Okay.
We
have a tie. All right. So that's going to be interesting because this is for a final four here. Let's see. I'm going to text Kyla and see if she's...
Yeah. Send her a text, not a Facebook.
So I'll send her a text. Yeah, because she'll answer text quicker because I never text anybody. So when I text you, that means something's important is going on. Hey, girl, up? Question mark. All right. So let's circle back here. Well, now we've got Everest versus Tower of Terror. What
Tower
do we
Terror.
Do?
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror. Derek?
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror is in the finals. So now we got to decide
It
what to
should
do
be.
about Carousel versus Haunted Mansion,
I have
because
doubt
the
who's
winner
gonna
of
get
this
there.
one is going to take on Guardians for a spot in the finals. So thoughts? Anybody want to change? You want to flip
Oh
around?
my. So say it's Carousel. Can we just do a comparison here?
Okay.
As like you go through time and you're changing like how it used to be like slow and carousel. And now like when you're on Guardians and you're like spinning through like a time continuum, like where you're the Nova ship is jumping through time. It's like, oh my gosh, this is what Imagineering, how far it has come. Oh, I can't. I can't. I can't.
Get sick on Guardians.
People do
People
go
do
sick.
get sick on
Everybody can
Guardians.
ride Guardians.
That is
This
true
is true.
story, which we
This
did
is true.
say does have to be a consideration and a factor.
Okay, well, here we go. We're gonna break the tie because I now have Kyla on the phone. Kyla, we have a quandary. You were missed today because you were the tiebreaker for some of our attraction battles here. We are talking about which attraction is better, Garden. I'm sorry, Haunted Mansion or Carousel of Progress. I and Heather have gone Haunted Mansion. Jen and Derek have gone Carousel of Progress. So what
Vote for
say
Walt.
you?
Vote for Walt. Tell her to vote for Walt.
Man, that's so hard. I mean, you have to go with John and Carousel of Progress, I think.
Kyla, you're invited to the barbecue, sweetheart.
Tim or John?
His name is John, not Jen. It's John.
Okay.
So, all right. So there we go. So Carousel of Progress moves on. Taking on do you Kyla, do you have just a second?
Yeah, I'm in line. Just
Okay.
take a minute.
We're on the last stages here. So here we go. Let's talk now. We're going to now look at I believe we have Guardians of the Galaxy versus Carousel of Progress for a shot at the finals. Kyla, what say you? Which one's a better attraction? Carousel of Progress or Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, I mean, in that situation, you have to go Guardians.
No,
Yeah,
she didn't hear
I
the
would
whole
also say Guardians
conversation.
too.
She didn't
Oh,
hear the whole
Derek, do
conversation.
we not like Kyla now, Derek?
Everybody else
Well, Derek is very upset. Well, first of all, he's upset because Rise of the Resistance, like Heather, just completely just discounded the ride
He
altogether.
picked it to ride to go the
He
whole
picked
way.
it. Yeah, exactly. He picked it to go all the way, and it got defeated early on. I would probably also say Guardians as well. Again, I don't do Carousel every time I go to the parks. I
That's
do
two
Guardians every time I
Guardians.
go to. I would not pay for Carousel of Progress. I pay for Guardians.
I pay for
So I
Carousel.
paid for Carousel every
I'd
time
pay for
I walk into
Carousel.
that park. So we
Facts.
have two votes for Guardians.
Jen, your vote.
If I'm going to go with my criteria that it needs to be something that everybody can ride, then I got to go Carousel.
She's going to go Carousel. Heather, we have two
But
Guardians and one
if we're
Carousel.
going for that, I can't vote, you guys. I can't. Guardians is like my favorite ride of all time. I cannot.
This is really hard though, because like that criteria, like that's not the whole criteria. Some people can't do some things, like
Right.
That's true. I mean, listen.
Rise is
But
incredible.
we didn't talk about the favorite, the best attraction for families or the best attraction for
That's
we talked about
true.
the
That's
best
true.
attraction, the best
Okay.
whatever criteria you're using, the best attraction. I think Guardians is better than Carousel by all of my own metrics. I think Guardians is. Kyla thinks it is as well. And you know that I agree with anything Kyla says. So there's that. Jen has gone Carousel. Derek has gone Carousel. So Heather, you're the tiebreaker. You are the tiebreaker now.
She's gonna say Guardians.
Well,
Kyla's right. I have to, because
but you know what?
Imagineering
I'm
is
okay
my
with this.
life. I am too. I'm not mad at this one.
I am not
Yeah.
mad, but you know what? Like, it had representation, Derek. We gave representation to Carousel.
Yes.
It
Yes.
made it
And
further than
just
I
like
thought it
it's
would.
right. We have
Same.
progressed in the carousel of
Yes,
Imagineering,
Carousel made it a
and
lot
now
farther than
have
I thought it would.
Oh,
I
there
am
you
not
go.
mad about this
So
at all.
we are now down to our
I'm
finals.
not mad.
We
I'm not
have
mad.
Tower of Terror taking on Guardians of the Galaxy. What is the best ride at Disney World? We've
Guardians of the
eliminated
Galaxy.
62 attractions. We
Simple.
have two left.
Simple, because Tower of Terror was out in my second round. Guardians for the win.
So Derek is yelling Guardians for the win. Kyla, what say
Oh,
you? Tower of Terror versus Guardians of the Galaxy. What is the better attraction?
Guardians.
Guardians. Kyla's gone Guardians. Jen, Tower versus Guardians, the best
You know
attraction.
my metric, Tower.
Tower.
I have to. It's
Tower.
my favorite.
Heather.
Guardians?
Yeah, Kyla's indignant. She's like, what?
Like
So
what? No, it's Guardians. It's hands down.
I know Tower's gonna lose. I'm okay
you
with
know,
it.
I'm I,
But
we
I
had
have
three
to
Guardians.
represent.
I think Guardians as well, but to be on Jen's side, so it's not a blowout, I am going to say Tower, just okay. for the record, for okay. on paper, when I look go. Back at so this it's 3-2. 10 years, 3-2, so it's 3-2. I'll say, oh, okay. Guardians barely beat Tower. I don't know what happened, but it barely beat Tower. Kyla, that's all we needed. Thank you so much.
Have a great afternoon.
Bye. Perfect.
I will. I'm not mad. Guardians is a great ride. It's
do
so
you
want
to know whenever David said when this episode, he was like, here's what we're going to do. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to come down to like Haunted Mansion and Guardians. And what am I going to do? And I thought about it. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, this is good. And I was like, I love my Imagineering though. Y'all know. Like, and I was like, I'm going to have to pick Guardians over Haunted Mansion. But
right. Well, right. Because had I seeded this different, there could have been a very different outcome.
There could have been.
Yeah. And that's so important to realize. And like, it was fun. And I have anxiety right now and I'm a little angry, but I am also very, my heart is warm. So like,
yeah.
So now here's a question. We have 1 and 2. Let's knock out the third place. Let's put the attraction on the bronze, on the bronze podium.
Okay.
Everest versus Carousel of Progress. Which attraction is better? Everest, a feat of Imagineering, a roller coaster that just about everybody can ride for the most part. Joe Rohde, now Disney legend, against Carousel of Progress, you know, a vision of Walt Disney, State Fair, blah, blah, blah. Which one is the better attraction? Derek, you're nodding your head like you know.
Carousel.
Carousel. Mm-hmm.
Carousel.
I would say Carousel as well. So that's our third place. So
gotta be Carousel.
Guardians of the Galaxy standing strong at number one. Number two, Tower of Terror. Number three is Carousel of Progress.
Hey, you know what, Derek? The winner is in the best park. It's
it
in
sure is.
Yes.
Listen, we've had an episode about this that I would never have to go had they flipped Tron and Guardians, and me and Brady argue about this all the time.
You do. Brady and Heather go head to head on this.
So if Guardians were in Magic Kingdom, you'd never go to Epcot. I mean, well, I guess you have to.
I wouldn't need to.
You would need to go for your salad.
Or you wouldn't know about your salad because you never go to Epcot. So correct. How would you even know?
Magic Kingdom doesn't have the adult beverages, and they don't have food and wine and the Festival of the Arts.
I don't drink that.
Doesn't matter.
Magic Kingdom also doesn't have Joey Fatone and Lance Bass performing at the
I saw Boys to Men at Epcot.
One time a year, you may have to go over there, get you a salad, and see some performances.
You're right. You know, and this year, there's a good chance I'm going to have to message Melinda. There's a good chance we could get some JC showing up, and then I'll die.
What if Justin showed up because he was on a family vacation?
I don't care.
I'm with you.
Oh, that's right. You're out of Timberlake. I forgot.
Let Derek and Heather go on about this.
You're Team Brit. I forgot. So.
Yeah, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
No. Yes, they're the best. The best.
You guys have aligned on multiple.
What if Debbie,
we have made up. Oh.
I could never stay mad at you.
Derek, question. Debbie Gibson or Tiffany? Without any feedback from the Peanut Gallery here.
Well, David, all I want to know, really all that matters is that you and I have this bond, and I think that we're alone now.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear Derek. What's wrong? What?
Yes!
Derek, I'm sorry. Wrong answer. Wrong answer.
This is great.
Oh, I think I accidentally muted him. My bad.
So good.
As I edit in a Debbie Gibson song, as you're like, I think, and I edit in the words Debbie Gibson.
Oh my gosh!
Well, there we have it. That is our bracket.
Remember my songs that I created for the Disney Run event.
That's right.
Run Disney. I can do a lot more of those.
Although I do feel like we probably get Tiffany on this show faster than we get Debbie Gibson, because Debbie Gibson has a career still and Tiffany's doing state fairs. So I feel like Tiffany does not have a lot going on. So yeah, we'll have to work on
that. She's a chef now. She doesn't need any of that. I call
your validation.
So that is episode number 200, the bracket of the best attractions at Disney World. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This was a lot of fun. This was a whole lot of fun having great discussions here. Derek, what's going on with you and where can we find you on the worldwide interwebs with a Z?
I'm TheDerekFrank.com. I just launched my new channel. I've got some new videos coming out. It's called Let's Be Frank.
Let's Be Frank.
It's all about the things about travel that people don't necessarily want to talk about, and Disney things that people really don't want to talk about and that are kind of not necessarily taboo, but being that Disney adult that also doesn't like to stand in lines for characters when you're an almost 40-year-old man that thinks that's weird. Let's be frank. That's a
so
kid.
Is it weird when an almost 50-year-old guy does it?
You have a kid, though. You have a kid.
I mean, he's over. Honestly, he doesn't care about characters at all. He could care less about characters. I'm like, I want to be Powerline.
I'm trying to help you. Oh, Powerline's a different thing. Whoa.
I'm talking. Although I've never seen Powerline in the park. It's always Max, but maybe dressed as Powerline sometimes, but not.
If Powerline was in the park, I would buy a plane ticket that day and fly down there.
Yeah. If I look, sometimes I'll walk through the parks and I think to myself, if I were Heather or Emily or Jessica and I lived in this area and I came to Disney on a frequent basis with no strings attached, no whatever, like I came here on a frequent basis, what I would do. And I think one day I would do nothing but meet characters all day. That's all I would do is meet characters. How many characters do you get in one day? 27, 31, 16. I don't know, depending on the park, but I would just do characters all day just for one day. You know.
No, but let's be frank. Rock and Roller Coaster needs to become Powerline.
Oh, I agree. 1,000%.
Yeah. Again, that goes back to my Figment discussion. Nobody is really clamoring for people want the ride to stay, but nobody's like, we got to have Aerosmith in there. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares, you know.
It can change.
Anyway, Heather, where can we find you and follow you on all your lovely adventures and your salads?
The salads are epic. You can find me at the Moana Mom on Instagram and Facebook.
Perfect. Jen, where can we follow you? And when will you be in the park? I know Heather's answer is like Tuesday or, you know, tomorrow.
In the parks for a bit, actually, for a few months, because I'm doing Disney Cruise Line this summer. So I've got, but you can find me at Upon a Star Jen or my personal Instagram at Jen_Devotney.
Perfect. Find me on Instagram at The Magic on a Dollar. Find me on Facebook at Magic on a Dollar and Disney on a Dollar. Follow me on 1, 2, or all three of those platforms. I would love to get the follow and love to engage about Disney and travel and all that fun stuff. And Jen, I will see you tomorrow. When this episode drops, I will see you tomorrow on the Freedom of the Seas.
That's right.
The cutie little ship compared to the Icon, which is this massive, you know, it's almost like the sun and Pluto standing next to each other. But yeah, should be fun as we're on I'm on my first Royal Caribbean. Have you been Royal Caribbean, Jen? Have you done
yes,
Royal?
Yes, okay.
I have not.
Several.
Looking forward to doing it. And of course, maybe next week we'll talk about Royal Caribbean. Heather will be enjoying salads at Epcot. Derek will be thawing out from the winter in Iowa. So
I'll be at Paisley Park next week though.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Oh, very nice. Cool. Awesome. So thank you to everybody for listening, for downloading, subscribing to the show. We don't say thank you enough because without the audience, we have no show. We've done this 200 times. We're going to keep going because one of our favorite podcasts, which just ended, stopped theirs at 235. And I'm like, we got to get to 236. We got to at least get past that far, which we will because I got nothing else going on. So I might as well podcast. So Derek, Heather, thank you for joining us. Jen is always the best podcast co-host in the entire world. Thank you, Jen. And thank you out there. Don't forget to thank for the 200th time. Thank those Phoenicians.
Thank you for listening to the Main Street Electrical Podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The MSE Podcast, or visit our website at themsepodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe,
and may all your wishes come true.